T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now on the Schiff Real Estate Hotline, Michael Lehan, former Gopher, former NFL player from Hopkins High School, and that will not be his lasting legacy, though it will be what he's done in education and administration, serving in Osseo High School right now on the last day of school. Michael, thank you for joining us always.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for inviting me in.
You know, you and I have talked frequently during this year about what it looks like as you go through it. What does it look like today as you put it in the rearview mirror and we think that it will be business as usual in the fall? Give me a summation of where we're at from an educational standpoint with these kids.
Sure. So today, actually at our senior highs, the last day, or our secondary schools, the last day was yesterday. So today is the last day for our elementary sites. Obviously, we know that some schools have finished already, and some schools in Minneapolis and Robbinsdale and St. Paul, they shut down a little bit earlier just due to this heat wave that we have coming through and then the lack of air conditioning. So normally this is a day that you know, there's a lot of emotion saying goodbye to teachers, retirement, and students going on and transitioning to the next grade. So it's a sentimental day. It's a sad day, but it's also a day that says, wow, I think particularly this year that we finally put it in the rearview mirror, put it in the books, and hope for something a bit more traditional going into next fall.
Will summer school be more important this year everywhere than any time before? Or, you know, can you not make it up in a couple of weeks and we just kind of, everybody's got to hit the reset button?
You know, I think summer school is going to be important, but as I think about summer school, I think it's more important from a social maturation process, right? This notion of isolation that so many have experienced over time. So if we ease back into, you know, doing and working in collaboration, affirming people and their brilliance and young people, I think there's a socialization component there. And if we take care of that lower level of socialization, I'm just spending time with one another, I believe that's going to be kind of the launch pad into a successful fall. Certainly, there's some academic opportunities that were missed, so we want to make sure that we're attending to those. But for the most part, I think it's really just, hey, let's be in community together. Let's learn a little bit, and let's just start ramping up for the fall.
You know, Mike, one of the things that you didn't get to dialogue with, and I know how much you like dialoguing with the students on a daily basis between classes and doing your own kind of focus group as to where they're at. But the civil unrest and now the continuation of violence in the inner city, there can be a lot of questions that come from that. And, you know, do you welcome that this fall? Do you worry that kids, you don't know what thoughts are going on in their mind as to what's happened in this city? And you're not that far away from Brooklyn Center as well. Do you welcome that as a place for dialogue in the fall? And do you worry a lot about what's going on in kids' minds when they start asking themselves, you know, questions as to what's going on in Minnesota?
Absolutely. That's a dialogue that we welcome. In my role this year as Assistant Superintendent of Equity and Achievement, you know, that's central to some of the work that I'm responsible for, is to create environments in which we can have dialogue. So the Superintendent Corey McIntyre, Assistant Superintendent Kelly Parpar, and myself went out and did some listening sessions with each of our high schools. And what emerged in those dialogue was just that wow, we have a lot of young people who are socially aware and they want to have conversations. They want to understand, to the extent that anybody can understand, why is this social unrest? Why is there hate? Why is this of color, anti, you know, environment that we're operating in. And part of the education is to engage and hold space for those conversations, and not to give answers, but to create space for young people to dialogue. We have a group called Real Talk that is run through our equity department in Osceola area schools. And the essence of it is just to have that real talk. What is happening? What is going on? How can we build and construct the most socially conscious young people to go and promote them into the world?
Yeah, and that's a big chunk to fill. And are their opinions, when you listen to them, do you find them to be accurate? Do you find them to be misguided? What do you find in general from a teenager right now?
It's inquisitive. I think that, you know, I always would say that high schools are a microcosm of our larger community. So the perspectives and views that we see within our community is also within our high schools. And that engages a real productive discourse. And that's what we have to really teach our young people, as to how to engage in a productive discourse that's mutually respectful, and that we seek to understand one another's perspectives. That's not to say that we agree, but that's to say that that we hold space for multiple perspectives, and we can disagree in a meaningful way, and hopefully have a level of respect while doing so.
Great. Michael, great stuff. Thanks for helping get him through the year out there at Osceola and Beyond. Assistant Superintendent Michael Lehan, have a great summer.
You as well. Thanks so much, Mike.
You bet. Mike Lehan, known him for a long time, and what a great difference he's making as administrator. Governor Tim Walz will be part of our 7 o'clock hour special session, budget, you got money, what to do. We'll visit with him about that, plus keyword for cash straight ahead. Mike Max, News Talk 830 WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.